This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The head of Sudan's Rapid Support Forces, Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, on Saturday told Al Arabiya television he will not negotiate with Army Chief General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan after a week of strife that has killed hundreds of people. The World Health Organization reported on Friday that 413 people had been killed and 3,551 injured since fighting broke out last week. The U.S. State Department told VOA it's aware of reports that a number of U.S. citizens were able to depart Sudan on Saturday. A State Department spokesperson said no further comment could be provided because of privacy and security concerns. Hours earlier, Sudan's army chief said it was coordinating efforts to evacuate diplomats from the United States, Britain, China, and France out of the country on military airplanes. Meanwhile, fighting persisted at the main airport in Khartoum and other areas of the city, including residential neighborhoods. A reporter working for VOA based in Khartoum said he could hear heavy gunfire at the airport late in the day. It has been the target of heavy shelling as the paramilitary group Rapid Support Forces tries to take control of the complex. That is complicating evacuation plans. The World Food Programme is bracing for further waves of Sudanese refugees reaching neighboring Chad, fleeing the conflict between the army and the paramilitary. Pierre Honora said around 10,000 to 20,000 Sudanese have already crossed the border into Chad a week after the fighting began. Honora added that the new arrivals amount to the add to the already 400,000 Sudanese refugees who had fled the country during previous conflicts and are already spread around the Chad border area in 14 camps. More on this story and all the stories we're covering